At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm speaking to Beef Board Chairman Dan Dursky. And Dan, first of all, people may not know, tell us where you're from.
I'm from right outside of Austin, Texas. In fact, I guess we're somewhat unique in that we're running cattle within the city limits of Austin. And most of our operation is within 2 miles of the city limits.
Wow. Well, tell me a little bit about your operation, the type of operation you got.
We are predominantly cow-calf, and oftentimes we'll retain our calves and grow them out as stockers. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're trying to operate in a new economy of attempting to produce the cattle on native grasses without having to plant crops, without having to use extensive amounts of fertilizer. And I think it's going to work. It has been working for us. And sustained prices will be extremely crucial to the success of our program.
Well, when you mention it and look at it from a business perspective, you're chairman of the Beef Board, and checkoff dollars that you all oversee and spend on behalf of beef producers around the country, it's meant to ultimately help them from a financial perspective, which is so important. Tell me about this meeting here. What is it that the Beef Board is working on? What are some of the key things that you kind of hope to see accomplished by the time we leave here?
The most significant aspect of this meeting is bringing together producers from around the country, the people who themselves pay into the checkoff and who work for other investors in the checkoff, at attempting to determine the most efficient, effective utilization of the limited financial resources we have to promote our product, to do research, and in general, to create and increase profitability for the industry.
Now, I know there's been some discussion I've heard about decreasing size of cattle herd, for example. That would have an impact on the checkoff, too, right?
Yes, it has had already a considerable impact on the checkoff. The number of cows going down means there be fewer number of calves changing hands, fewer number of calves going through the feedlots. And therefore, our revenues are down at least $6 million in the last few years.
So that's just made it more important than ever to really take a close look at the programs that you're working on, prioritizing those, and then looking at new requests, though, because you want to get work done and adapt to changing market opportunities.
You are precisely correct. It is imperative that we evaluate the programs that are providing services today and to focus our resources on those that are demonstrating their effectiveness. We have to remember always, whatever it is we do, we want to increase the demand for our product, increase the revenue received for that which we produce. And hopefully in these meetings, our people can evaluate the large number of opportunities to accomplish these ends and find those that work the best.
Well, you got a new crop of board members coming in here. They all got together for lunch, and I understand, I guess it's tomorrow, they'll be sworn in officially.
Yes, we will have a swearing in tomorrow with a member of USDA administering the oath. And it is a very, very large crop of new members. I don't have the number in front of me, but it's over 30 members out of 106 members total. We had an orientation session with most of them several months ago, and I'm very excited about the commitment, about the expertise that these individuals have for the industry.
I know you've had a chance to talk with some of them here. How would you describe their outlook and level of enthusiasm to come in here when it is really kind of a challenging time?
Well, I tend to have a historical perspective. I think every time looking back in memory, there are challenges. There are different challenges. And, you know, the people that I know here are very exceptional people, and I think they have the innate ability to deal with the challenges.
Well, we're looking forward to working with you here over the next couple days at this Cattle Industry Summer Conference. That's Dan Dursky. He is the Beef Board chairman this year, and I guess we'll conclude it all, Dan, later this week with a board meeting, and maybe get some decisions made and go away and get on with the work.
Very good. Thank you for the opportunity of speaking to your listeners, and we do look forward to accomplishing our objectives in this meeting.
Thank you. And here from the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.